This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He is a media darling, or is he? As SNL pokes a lot of fun at the senility of Rudy Giuliani, making fun of it because he was all over the tube. On a serious note, the press is going to announce if the U.S. stays in the Iran nuclear deal. That's a big deal. Former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is in our virtual green room waiting to come on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and talk about that and so much more, including John McCain, who has his own thoughts on things like Vice President Pence. What does that mean? It's the VP pick, of course, and all the conversation that's always followed along when it comes to Sarah Palin. And there have been some that say, look for the bumper stickers that will read Trump Palin. Wow, that seems very, very odd. All right, Bob Ney again from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. You got my mind spinning with that opening. I'm thinking all kinds of things. Wow.
All right, so first let's talk about Iran. What is going on with this announcement? What's going to happen there?
Iran never continue, you know, it never stops actually from the Carter days forward, does it? You know, the president has several options. Now, what's interesting, Kate, the deadline was the 12th, right? And
right.
He's going to announce it tomorrow. So that, I think, means that he's made his mind up, but also that he doesn't want any pressure because some of the Republican senators have been actually saying, well, wait a minute, we can't undo this now. But he has three or four possible choices. What I think is going to happen, first of all, he's going to undo the deal from our end of it is what's going to happen. Now, Europe announced actually yesterday that if we undo the deal, they're going to still stay in the deal, Kate. But here's where I'm kind of thinking the president may twist this a little bit. He's going to go ahead and say the Central Bank of Iran has sanctions, you know, on it. And then he could continue to do more sanctions and more on top of that. But the Central Bank would be a main sanction on Iran. But he could then say, but we have X amount of days, and if the Europeans, you know, can do something about a renegotiated deal, in other words, he might hand a small little signal out there to the Europeans, you have a few days, maybe 30 or 60, to try to negotiate another deal, but still impose sanctions from our end of it. That might be the case he might kind of split hairs on.
All right, so we'll see, which way the wind blows and the direction that this ultimately, you know, takes. Every day it's something different, especially when it comes to foreign affairs. Now, some of what Trump has done, that's where he scored big points, I think, with some naysayers.
Well, you're right, Kate. Look, he does better outside the country, in a sense, than he does in. Remember, he went to Switzerland, to Davos, to the summit that Obama didn't go to, Bush didn't go to, and it's a pre-trader type of, you know, global summit, but he went. And that's like a fish out of water with his stance. But, you know, he was like a rock star over there. He did good. The North Korea thing, I don't care who wants to try to put that down. He scores on that. In fact, he went up 10 points with the American public just in the last couple of weeks on North Korea. So when it comes to foreign affairs, he does a little bit better. The Iran can't, you know, going with the sanctions is maybe not the best move, in my opinion, just kind of analyzing the whole deal over the years. But you know what? I bet he gains points on this with the majority of American people.
Yeah. Hey, the other big thing as we swing over to, speaking of domestically, besides Iran, Russia, and interference and this long investigation, now the Trump lawyers, at least it was said when I picked up my Wall Street Journal today, because I actually get that, you know, that inky feeling where I want to have my hands on real paper.
I do too.
I don't care. Get the ink on my hands. I'll just wipe it on my pants and I'll wash them, whatever. But supposedly, Trump's lawyers are saying they're going to decide by the 17th, which is next week, on talking to Mueller or not.
Right. Look, this whole pattern is coming together, just as you and I had talked a week or so ago. Rudy Giuliani didn't do things by accident. He went on TV. He kind of threw down a gauntlet, said, you know, we may talk to Mueller, we may not. And he made it clear you're not going to tie the president up for hours and hours. I mean, Giuliani got hard-nosed out there, I think, on purpose. I don't think it was an accident. And then on top of it, this federal judge, in the court of public opinion, at least, this federal judge Ellis just smacks Mueller across the face, not literally, but, you know, kind of legally and politically in the courtroom over Paul Manafort. So it gives a little bit of an edge because, you know, this has gone on so long, et cetera, and it gives just a bit of an edge, I think, to Trump's people to start to say, okay, we're going to meet, but under these conditions. Otherwise, you're just, quote, a witch hunt. But I think they want to draw this to an end one way or the other, whether it's ugly or not or constitutional or not. I think they are bringing it to an end.
Yeah, yeah, yep, I agree, absolutely. All right, how about this idea? There really has been a trial balloon that was floated up, especially before he went with Pence, that Donald Trump should take Sarah Palin. Now, supposedly, in that other New York paper, the New York Times, they're saying that John McCain does have regrets about his VP pick, about picking Palin, and he wished that he had trusted his instincts and picked Joe Lieberman instead. Was that his undoing?
McCain, you mean, in the election?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe McCain, if he had Joe Lieberman, it wouldn't have mattered. Frankly, Sarah Palin took a boring ticket and livened
made
it up
it
for the good or the bad of it. She livened it up. And I can't imagine there have been a lot of downsides to taking Joe Lieberman. It wouldn't have changed anything. Barack Obama was going to beat John McCain, you know, no matter what happened, I think. And, you know, now McCain's kind of reversed on Palin, which is a bit of a shame because a lot of people campaigned for both of them. But, you know, it's his prerogative. I don't think it would have made a difference. I can't imagine he's trying to rewrite history in his mind that, wow, what a difference Joe Lieberman would have made. First of all, I think the Republican base portions would have abandoned McCain over the choice of Lieberman.
Yeah, I agree, too. I think they would have definitely abandoned him.
Now, it had been interesting because if he did pick Lieberman, it would have been a historic pick because it would have been the first person to lose in two parties on a nomination for the White House. Joe Lieberman would have.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
He ran
crazy
for Democratic president.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. I remember that.
Right.
We just have a minute or so left, but I want to ask you this. Do you get robocalls?
Oh, do I?
Ridiculous.
And it's gone crazy, and I actually called one of the numbers back, and the man practically dared me to, you know, report him. And I said, you've been calling me for 5 years, but it's increased. And I block the numbers, and they switch more and come back more.
I know.
And, you know, of course, what would 900 million more calls this past month?
Wow, that's insane. 900 million. Wrap your brain around that. I hate the robocalls. And sometimes on the iPhones, it'll say scam alert or whatever, so you know that it's probably a robocall. Yeah, yeah. The one good thing there for sure. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we're talking about chicken's sacrifice and what does it all mean. It adds up to not very good, and a lot of people are pretty upset about it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Last night, it almost turned me white. I dreamt that hens and roosters strode on trees. I dreamt I found a great big ranch on every hen tree branch. The eggs was just as
well. How about it? Believe it or not, thousands of Americans are demanding animal cruelty laws be enforced over what? Sadistic ritual chicken sacrifice ceremonies. Did you think that was just a rumor? Guess what? They really go on. It's ultra orthodox, as they call it, and they're slaughtering tens of thousands of chickens. So the Alliance to End Chickens as Capros say as many as, and I hope I'm saying that right, say as many as 60,000 chickens suffer for days in pack crates, yikes, with no food, water, or protection from weather extremes before being sliced and then discarded in the street. And so it becomes like this open-air slaughterhouse, which we know is not good for anyone. And just a few years ago, this was a big deal, if you remember, in New York City. So who better to join us than Jill Carnegie? She is a lifelong animal advocate who began engaging in activism at 8 years old. I love that. Fighting for animals who can't fight for themselves, right? And rainforest preservation and so much more. And, of course, this is now something that she's dealing with, too. Jill, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So explain, first of all, explain what this sacrifice thing is. I don't even know if I said it right. Capris?
Well, there are several pronunciations. We tend to stick to the pronunciation of Caporos, but you might hear others refer to it as Caporos or Caporos. So you'll hear several incarnations depending on who you speak with, but we tend to just say Caporos. So essentially, this is like an ritual. Oh, yes.
Hmm. Yes, I was going to ask you. So for Kapoorists, that's what it is, right? It's an atonement thing.
Exactly. It's performed by certain segments of the Jewish community in the days leading up to Yom Kippur. And the majority of people who do practice this ritual use money. So in that case, they would take a pouch of coins or bills and swing it three times around the head of the person receiving the atonement. And then that money would be donated to charity. However, in the case of chicken kapoorists, instead of money, they use live chickens, and then those chickens are slaughtered and, in theory, given to the hungry. In the case of New York City chicken kapoorists, though, it just is nothing like the original intention. These chickens are babies. They're purchased from factory farms. They're only 5 to 6 weeks old, and they suffer for days with no food or water in the streets of Brooklyn, Queens, and the Lower East Side of Manhattan before the rituals. And they're swung cruelly by the wings, which breaks bones and ligaments. And then they're slaughtered in these open-air pop-up slaughterhouses in residential neighborhoods, putting the public at great health risk. And this is illegal, by the way. And then while some of the chickens are then dressed for human consumption, which does open up a whole other can of worms as far as health code violations, the majority of them appear to be thrown out in the garbage, placing an undue burden on New York City sanitation workers. So in the case of New York City kapoorists, we're talking about well over 15 laws, rules, and regulations being violated every year, including, as you mentioned, animal cruelty laws, and over a half dozen health codes as well. So it's pretty horrific.
Yeah, so some of these people who are doing that, are they getting caught?
Well, it seems that the city is turning a blind eye. You see, the Orthodox community in general represents in New York City a tremendous voting block. They turn out to the tune of 90% all voting for the same candidate. And so you can understand that elected officials, city agencies, they are not very motivated to upset these communities. And we're seeing that come to light now, even with the education commissioner coming under fire because the children in these communities are not receiving secular education. In the case of chicken kapoorists, we have the commissioner of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Mary Bassett, who continues to turn a blind eye, prioritizing politics over public health. And it's really just appalling to see a city that's supposed to be as progressive as New York allowing this to happen. And because of the mass transit system in this city, they're not only putting the health of some of the residents of the poorest neighborhoods in the five boroughs at risk. You know, according to a toxicology report that has gone undisputed, this puts the entire city at risk because this excrement, this blood, these feces can be tracked into the subway system. I mean, this is really an epidemic just waiting to happen.
Boy, no kidding. And so, obviously, coming on shows like this one, and we're heard in the New York, New Jersey tri-state area, it's about getting the word out, isn't it, to let more people know about kapoorists?
Absolutely. You know, even a lot of Jewish people in New York City don't know that this is happening. While it is huge, I mean, we're talking over 60,000 chickens every single year in New York City streets. Of course, in a city like New York, it's very easy for something to be happening on the next block and you might not realize it. Although in the case of chicken kapoorists, you can certainly hear and smell it for several blocks around. The poor chickens scream throughout the entire ritual. It's really awful. But yes, we want to raise awareness and we encourage those in the area to let their voice be heard, that particularly that the commissioner of the Department of Health, Dr. Mary Bassett, really needs to put public health first and do her job and enforce the laws that are already on the books.
Yeah, no kidding. So if you win this battle over kapoorists, what would it what kind of ramifications would it be nationwide?
Well, it really does set a precedent because, well, for one thing, this is not practiced only in New York. We do know for a fact that it is practiced in New Jersey. It's also practiced in Southern California and Miami, and very likely many other areas of the country as well. Additionally, Israel is banning the slaughter of chickens in city streets for kapora, city by city. And so as that continues to happen in Israel, that may end up triggering more of a resurgence of the tradition here in the States. So there are possible ramifications if this continues to go uninterrupted in New York City, being that we are home to the second largest Orthodox community in the world. So it's really crucial that we set the tone and that we say that it's not right to compromise the welfare and well-being of sentient animals, and it's not right for one community to be able to break various laws with impunity while other communities are held to a standard to protect public health and safety.
Yeah. If Jill, if somebody wants to know more about this, where can they find out more?
Well, there are several places you can turn at the moment. The place I would turn most people to would be social media. We love Facebook, and that would be under the Alliance to End Chickens as Kaporos. I know it's a bit long. We spell Kaporos K-A-P as in pizza, O-R-O-S. You can also look at theirturn.net for some of the recent pressure campaign footage about referring to the commissioner of the Department of Health. And then lastly, for a website, we would love for you to visit endchickensaskaporos.com. Again, that's K-A-P-O-R-O-S. And we definitely need to get the word out. So please do share our videos on social media, and please do reach out to the commissioner of the Department of Health, Mary Bassett, and inform her that it is her duty to protect public health and take this out of city streets.
Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy hearing this. And
it is, isn't it?
Jill, thanks so much. It's awful. It's scary. Even your description of it, it just freaks me out. So Jill Carnegie, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
And again, as Jill mentioned, there are places to go to find out about Kaporos if you've never heard of it. And here's the key thing. So if this was a Jewish ritual, in Israel they're stopping it, right? And I cannot imagine hearing that horrific noise and then finding out that what's going on with these chickens. And it's really an open-air slaughterhouse right down the street from you. Woo! Nasty stuff. Again, endchickenkaporos.com. Back in a flash here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The rust here on ATN. Spring has sprung. Finally, it's late in most places, but I know I got a lot of emails from so many people saying, wow, it really actually feels like it's here. Is this a false bottom? I think it's pretty safe. I looked at temperatures, and the temperatures look pretty good across the country. How's that? All right, so for odds and ends, this means, you know, we kind of zigzag all over the place and talk about what the buzz in the backyard is. I'm going to tell you what is really crazy freaky. I don't know how many of you have ever had the pleasure of going to Hawaii, but I have. I've gone a handful of times, once completely free. That was the best. Another time it was actually also pretty cheap because we had miles, and another time it was on a honeymoon-related thing. So regardless of how I got there, bottom line is I feel really blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it, to have been to this beautiful tropical place. And, of course, Hawaii has all those different islands. And I was on the Big Island and Maui. And the Big Island, I went to Kilauea, and it was erupting. But it was just a little bit of lava flow. Now, this volcanic eruption is crazy. There's hazardous fumes everywhere. For 4 days, they've had all this wild smoke and stuff since the eruption, and about 35 different structures and 26 homes, people who lived not too far from the volcano, this hot lava, just like a movie, just rolled right over their houses. So, of course, they had to leave. But you've got tourists desperate to see what is so rare, sightseers, and they're going to Leilani Estates, where these fumes and lava are just bursting through cracks in the ground. It's so bloody dangerous. But people are going and their shoes are melting. I mean, I ask you, do they not watch exaggerated movies, Hollywood movies? But it's seriously dangerous. The destruction is astonishing. I mean, people that have been there forever are saying they've never seen it like this ever. The roar. And how close the flames are coming, the gases, all of that. It's serious stuff. Because they're getting this spewing molten rock and then the sulfur dioxide and then these cracks. So at these Leilani Estates, you got about 1,700 people. And they were ordered to evacuate, thank goodness, because they should have. It's almost a 7.0 magnitude quake hit on Friday. And they were getting quakes like every hour. The pictures were fantastic, but scary. And it is scary that you have these absent-minded, oh, I don't know where I'm going, people that are on the island who are not realizing they're not safe. Listen, you're going to get sucked into the ground and your shoes are melting right off people's feet. I mean, you know, this is... You know, off their feet. This is serious stuff when you're talking about hot lava. Oh, my gosh. There was people that said they just had to, like, leave with the clothes on their back. But thank goodness they left. And it really was a moment of panic for a lot of people. Because, you know, some of them are saying, look, we figured it was a matter of time that it would eventually erupt. Well, guess what? It did. You know, first Hawaii had the false ballistic missile alert in January. And then people, I think, started to realize they don't have emergency plans, right? Because they're on an island. And where are they going? So this is definitely some of the conversation. It's fascinating. It's wild to see this, but it would be pretty brutal if your house was right in the middle of all of that. I mean, just, I saw lava just eat a Ford Mustang. Just ate it right up, just rolled right over the top of it. I mean, right over the top of it. All right, this is also concerning or disconcerting to a lot of people, and it should be, frankly, and what I'm talking about is, I mean, just it's just one crazy thing after another, right? The New York Attorney General, Schneiderman, his name is resigning over these abuse allegations. And it's not one person, it's not two, it's four women. So what are you going to do? He's going to, because of all these reports of physical abuse, he was forced to resign or realized this is the way I got to go. Because there were calls for him to step down from Cuomo and Gillibrand, who is the senator, in one of the senators in New York. And he's done at the end of business on Tuesday. I mean, he's absolutely done. So now they're looking for an attorney general because Schneiderman is out of there. Two women had talked to the New Yorker saying he hit them during the course of their relationships and not with consent. But see, neither of them filed police complaints. But they went and got medical attention. Then there was another woman who said the same thing, but she was afraid to come forward. Then there was another one that he slapped repeatedly when she rebuffed his advances. Wow. So they're investigating it. They were investigating it. And I guess it escalated. There was choking and other things that went on. But this was, the Twitter sphere was alive with this kind of conversation, the smacker. And now he's gone. So they're looking for someone to replace him. And it was so interesting, too. He was a big supporter of the Me Too movement. In fact, he filed a lawsuit in February against the movie producer Harvey Weinstein and the Weinstein Company following an investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. And here, this is what he's been accused of doing, and by several people. You know that old thing about where there's smoke, there's fire, that old trite saying. I got to say, somebody was fanning the flames, and he was one of the guys, I think, that was fanning the flames here. I mean, yeah, absolutely. All right, in the meantime, as we kind of careen in a few different places, hey, did you see the Kentucky Derby on a much lighter note? I had the chance to, and we'll let you hear that, over the weekend, I had a chance to interview Jerry Bailey, who's won over 5,800 races in his career. He's a Hall of Fame jockey, and he won the Kentucky Derby twice. He talked to me about this amazing run by an amazing horse that could win, perhaps, the Triple Crown. Because, you know, it had been so long since we had a Triple Crown winner, Chill American Pharoah. And if you don't like horses, you watch that race. It's so big that people go to derby parties. They buy hats at Target and Walmart and everywhere else. So, somebody's watching. And Justified was the winner. So Justified now goes to a race called the Preakness in Baltimore, which will have probably 6 to 8 horses. And then back for the Belmont, which would be the Triple Crown race, if, in fact, Justified wins the second leg of the Triple Crown. And that would be a much healthier field than at Pimlico. But it was a muddy, sloppy track. And it was crazy. All right, I love this. There was somebody did a $500 futures bet on Justify at 301 to win the Kentucky Derby. The bet was placed in February before the horse's first race. So this was just somebody at Vegas who decided, well, this is a future bet. Okay, this is a long shot right now. You know what they won? You put $500 down, you win $150,000. I saw the ticket. I just can't believe it. How cool is that? I mean, this is, you know, it's a risky thing to do. Because are you reaching into your handbag or your wallet and pulling out $500? But this was a guy who knew horses somewhat and knew the futures market and felt good about making that kind of a bet. And that was a huge, huge payoff. Turned out to be the favorite in the end. But, again, what a race. What a race. And speaking of all things sports, Invade the Man Cave is coming up in our next segment, and I'll go into some of the playoffs, the puck and the stick, and what's happening on the hardwoods as well. But before we get there, here's something else that we all have in common. We all complain about gas prices when they soar. I always say that the pain point for Americans is definitely $4. But the average price of regular gasoline in the U.S. shot up 7 cents a gallon over the past couple of weeks. So it's $2.90 in a lot of places. Crude oil costs. And that whole idea of phasing in summer-grade gasoline, they use it to prevent smog. Did you know that? Well, now you do. And that drives up the cost. The highest average price, $3.73 in San Francisco. It's not cheap to live in the Bay Area. Lowest, Baton Rouge. We have lots of friends in Louisiana and New Orleans. People are listening to us. Big shout out to Tommy and Phil and Brian. $2.45. Man. But almost $3.73 or more. Woo. Pull out your wallet if you want to live in San Francisco. Man Cave, we're heading there next. We'll be right back.
final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
We are at the man cave, and there's a lot to talk about, including a couple of real winners. And when I say real winners in the world of Puck and the Stick, here's what happened, sports fans. I know some of you would rather hear about the Zamboni and how it cleans the ice, and it's like nails on a chalkboard listening to any kind of hockey talk, but you got to tip your cap to a team that knocks off the Stanley Cup winners of last year, because the Pittsburgh Penguins are a very tough team, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are no longer in the equation for Lord Stanley's Cup. They were knocked out by the Washington Capitals. See, there's more than political hot air in D.C. The Capitals win 2-1 in overtime, so they move to the conference finals. Who are they going to play? They're going to play the Tampa Bay Lightning. That sounds pretty good to me. The Lightning and the Caps. The Lightning eliminated the very tough Boston Bruins 3-1 with a Game 5 victory on Sunday, so that sets up that meeting. Here is the team I love. Golden Knights, the Vegas Golden Knights. I was asked to comment on the Golden Knights when they first were named as an expansion team, and what did I think of their name, and What did I think of hockey in Sin City? Because I used to live in Las Vegas. Did you know that? I did. In Vegas, you go there and to disappear. I didn't go to disappear, but everyone I met, whether it was the cable guy, it was the people that lived next door, they had, like, assumed names. This is very strange. You know, my name's Amy Bradford, a.k.a. Mama Shotgun. It was nutty. So, Golden Knights shut out the Sharks on Sunday. 3-0, that means. And they won the series 4-2. So they move on. Now it's a question of who they're going to play. Who are they going to play? What's wild to watch is the Predators and the Jets. And there's the answer to that question. So the Nashville Predators are all about catfish and country music celebrities. It's a tough ticket in Nashville to get. And they forced a game 7. So the Predators shut out the Jets 4-0 in Winnipeg, where it was a complete whiteout. But it wasn't the white flaky stuff that annoys you. It was the fans. They were a whiteout. And the Jets lost, thanks to Nashville playing some really good hockey. And Pecorine, who is the goaltender, getting some offense. You know, a bunch of offense to help in case a puck went through his legs. But you know what was really good is he was really good because he had been pulled from the last game for poor performance, but he had 34 saves. He was fantastic for the Nashville Predators. It just goes to show you everybody can have a bad day now and then, and he has had a few, and he has had some stellar days, and he got that offense behind him, which made a big difference. Philip Forsberg scored a couple of goals, and he certainly was one of the stars. He hustled up and down the field. All right, so no word on the Zamboni. I think it's still cleaning the ice in Winnipeg. The fans are so depressed over that. Let's go to the round ball stuff, which I know more of you may prefer. So going to the hardwoods, pro basketball, LeBron James is... he's incredible is what he is. So LeBron James and the Cavaliers got past the Raptors for a third straight year with a game 4 win at home. And during the series, LeBron James was the king of the last minute shot that was just an arrow to the heart of Toronto. This is why they call him the king, because he can make those shots that just seem to fall in and fall off his fingertips. And now they move on. So if we look at the NBA, you've got Boston and Philadelphia. Boston will most likely play the Cavaliers. However, Philadelphia said, we're not going to be swept. So at home, they beat the Celtics 103-92, but Boston does lead the series 3-1, while Cleveland did get the brooms out, and they did sweep Toronto away. Now, if you look at the other side of the equation, in the West, it gets pretty interesting in the West, because you have the Utah Jazz desperately trying to fend off elimination. They're playing the Red Hot Rockets. The Rockets are favored on Tuesday by 12. The Jazz don't have much to hold on to, and some of their stellar players are just getting cold hands. And if you have a cold hand, it doesn't work too well when you're trying to score, because the stats get ugly and the crowd starts to boo, if it's the home crowd anyway. The Warriors lead their series against the Pelicans 3-1, so the Houston Rockets and the Warriors could eliminate their foes on Tuesday, and then those two teams will meet in the West. Seems like a likely scenario in double digits as well. The Warriors are favored by 11.5 points over the Pelicans. The Pelicans have a player, a power forward, named Anthony Davis. New Orleans, you should be proud. I love Anthony Davis, but he cannot do this all himself, and that's been part of the problem. While he's scoring 28 points or so a game, and he's got 11 boards and a bunch of assists, He needs more help from everybody else on the floor, and the Warriors are tough, let's face it. So this is at Oracle Arena, unfriendly territory for the boys from New Orleans. In Oakland, California, they could find themselves setting up tee times, or at least figuring out where they're going to drop their jet skis in for the summer. And that's the state of the playoffs as I see them now. In the NFL, mini camps are happening, and there are so many owners and coaches who are trying to eyeball their new talent from the draft. So this is kind of an exciting time, ushering in newbies, seeing them work out and all that sort of fun stuff, and get ready for the real big camp, training camp, in the summertime. But for goodness sake, we're already in the beginning of May. Before you know it, I'm going to be saying, oh, I can't believe it's June. And then we're going to be talking about the fact that, yeah, in the man cave anyway, time to turn to football, because we'll be talking about college football and the feeder system and then the pro system after that, because we'll be back to football in earnest. And this is what happens. This is how many people set their clock by what goes on in football. In the meantime, Jason Witten for Dallas. Boy, they've lost a lot of key people. I would say that for Jason Garrett, this is his last hurrah if the Cowboys don't at least have a decent season. But Jason Witten is now going to be an analyst on Monday Night Football after 15 years as a tight end, an all-star tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. He will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's just a question of, is he a first-time ballot guy, or does he have to wait a little bit? But, boy, they lost a lot of people, the Cowboys did, didn't they? Dez Bryant not with the team any longer, and the loss of Jason Witten, I think, is significant. But, you know, you still have Prescott. You still have Elliott. You still have Sean Lee. There still are some really good players on that Cowboys team, just not some very familiar faces who have been reliable fan favorites for the most part. Let's put it that way. For the most part, that's what I would say. Here's a big one for you. In the world of golf, the Players Championship is coming up, and what's interesting is Tiger Woods will play with Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler. That's like my trifecta, the three of them playing together. I can only imagine how deep the crowds will be, but they're all paired together for the first and second round, coming off of a win for Jason Day, the very popular Australian, at the last PGA stop, the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow. But now the fact that some of these superstars are paired together, it has a lot of people talking. And they're playing the Players Championship at Sawgrass. And there's people that are just going nuts for this. And I don't think the tickets would be easy to get, let's put it that way. And I guarantee the crowds, like I said, are going to be very thick. Hey, thanks for hanging with us for this Hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.